We are now joined by the head coach of the Michigan Wolverines, John Beilein. Michigan earned the number 8 seed in this week's Big Ten tournament after completing the conference season with a 10-8 record. Michigan will take on 9th seeded Northwestern at noon on Thursday. Coach Beilein, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Please start us out with a brief statement, then we'll go straight to questions, please.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Yeah, we obviously were disappointed we couldn't get that win on Saturday. Our kids played hard, and we did the best we could, but ball would not drop, and Iowa really played so well. So, as every team has, you start again with a 0-0 record right now, and anything can happen. So, we're going to do our very best to play a great game against Northwestern and keep our season going as long as we can.
Thank you, Coach. Let's go straight to questions, please.
To ask an audio question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Tony Paul with Detroit News.
John, good morning.
Good morning.
When, obviously, we've talked about, I mean, you're dealing with a relatively young roster and young kids, different psyches. How and what do you say to them, and how easy is it to turn the page on what happened down the stretch?
Well, you know, we thought Tony was really important. We took yesterday off, knowing that we had mm-hmm. 3 days, so I haven't seen any of them since yesterday. I'll be able to gauge that a little bit after film today, and it will help us. But we have to turn the page. We have no other choice, and move forward. And so they're in a situation that a lot of teams are in right now. You have to go into a tournament, and you got to really play well in the tournament if you want to be in postseason. And so we are we're in that category, and that's the way it goes. And we got to just do the best we can. And those who don't turn the page won't be very successful. So it's important as the coaches and the team we do that.
And then Northwestern's obviously playing pretty well right now. And what do you see on film from them, maybe different from when you guys played them not that long ago?
Oh, there's not. I mean, it was just 10 days ago or so. So they're, Chris is a good coach, and they really got a great staff and some really good talent. And so there won't be much different, I don't think, from them that we did not see. And they are really that doesn't mean we can fix all the issues that we had with them. Ola has really always been a load for us to try and handle. Their guard play is excellent, and all the other pieces of that puzzle have fit together very well for them to win the games. These last three games that they've been able to win, they've done so really easily, or they got out in front of everybody and won with ease. So they're playing really good basketball.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Mark Snyder with Detroit Free Press.
Hey, John.
Yeah,
Mark. When you look at the three-point shooting over the last, I guess, month or so, I mean, are there some commonalities there? I mean, aside from, like, in the Maryland game, you guys, and maybe Minnesota, you guys have obviously struggled quite a bit.
Yep. Yeah, and I'm trying to gauge by watching the video, what were bad shots, what were really good shots, what shots were in and out. And it has not been good, and it's really been a reason we have not been successful. But we got some guys that are certainly have shot better during the year, and this was a tough time for them to have the percentages they're having right now. But every player is so different in what makes him go. And so sometimes it's just make one or two in a row, you'd be better. But there were several shots we took in that game this past Saturday, that I think we can do better than that. And this is part of the process. When it really hurts the way it is, maybe it will help us overall.
Early in the season, you guys shot better. Was that just a case of different competition, level of competition?
I think it was a combination of that. I think it was the big factor that you have here, and I think I mentioned it already, is when we shot really well, both in the conference, but it's particularly in non-conference, it was when Caris LeVert is out there and making everybody else better around him. They had to put so much attention on him, people would get more open. You know, if you compare Duncan's stats pre-Caris or post-Caris, it's a big difference. He had 70-some assists in not even half the season. So that's a big difference for us in getting open looks.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the lines of Brendan Quinn with M Life Media Group.
Hey, John, just wanted to ask for a, heading into postseason, just an overall health check. And did anything, did Derek tweak anything in that last game or anything?
Not that I know of. As I said, we had yesterday off, but I would have got a report if there was anything. So no, we got some mild bumps and bruises, you know, that are not even worth mentioning. I think we're as healthy as we could be for given the state, physically healthy, mentally is where we got to get back and get healthy and believe in ourselves and then get in the right frame of mind to win in advance in the tournament.
That's all I got. Thanks, John.
Thanks.
Our next question comes from the line of Scott Dachterman with Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Yeah, John, 3 years ago when you guys went to the national title game, you were ranked as high as number one in, midway through the season. Then you kind of finished 5-5. You went 1-1 in the Big Ten tournament. What enabled you guys to kind of go on that run in the postseason despite, you know, going 6-6 down the stretch?
Yeah. I mentioned that the other day, just prior to the Iowa game, when people were asking me about Iowa. I said the best teams, if you watch them, some of the great teams have these times in February that really make them good in March, and they struggle through it. They regroup. I thought Iowa really regrouped well against us. I mean, Utah said, I just said, I've had enough of this, and then just took that game over the other day. But it is. For our team, we had five freshmen playing on that team, and it was not surprising at all. In February, they had some ups and downs against a tough schedule, but once we got some momentum, they started believing again. It was a huge difference for us.
Was it almost like a mental hurdle for at least some of the younger players, just to, because this is intense basketball for 3 or 4 months, and to get through it, and once you get to the tournament, to just kind of, okay, mentally you're refreshed in some respect?
Yeah, you know, we had a tough loss at Penn State that year as well, and they were 0-13 at the time, and it really shook us up for a while. But I think one of our closer games in that whole tournament was South Dakota State. We just had to get through that. But then VCU, Florida, we were perfect. It went over Kansas. It was great. It gave us great confidence. So sometimes that's all you need is just one game and everybody feels better.
Thanks, John.
And our next question comes from the line of Mark Snyder with Detroit Free Press.
Hey, John. You had mentioned after the Northwestern game about Chris Collins and how much respect you had for him. That's not something you always just I'll bring up. He mentioned today that you guys have a relationship going back a long way. Where did that kind of develop?
Oh, I think, I think my first game as a Division I coach, I'm trying to think of what the year was, but he just playing Duke all these years when I was at Canisius and then West Virginia, and then just knowing, you know, who his father was, and he's just been so respectful. And to me on the road, and just a guy, you know, would have success when he got a head job. So, but since he's entered the Big Ten, I just love his presence with his team in our meetings. Everything's very impressive, young man, and really has a huge upside to his coaching career, and obviously comes from a great pedigree as well.
Thank you.
Coach, we appreciate your time this morning. We'll see you in a couple days.
Okay, thank you very much.